you'd get a you could take a test, and if you scored high enough on your test, well, you got a teaching certificate. So she got a teaching certificate.
Did she teach for
me? Yes, she. That's how my father. She and my father got together. She came up here to teach, and my grandfather. She was going to board at my grandfather's, and he always kept school teachers because he had a big house and had room for them and all, and he always kept school teachers and. You know, he supported the school, so and all it, that they, he let the school teachers live with him. And he sent my daddy over to Lily. The train ran through Lily. She got on a train at Bernice and rode to Lily on the train. And my grandfather sent my father over in a buggy to pick her up, to bring her back. And she had one of her friends with her that was going to spend the weekend. Just she was kind of scared, you know, coming off up 10 miles away from home. So she brought her friend with her for the weekend till she kind of got to know the people up here. And my dad and one of his friends went over to Lily to meet the train. And when the train pulled in and she got off the train, she had real, real coal black hair, and she was real, real pretty girl. And she was 19 years old, I think. And he looked at her and he said, that's going to be my wife right there. That's the prettiest girl I ever saw. And she's going to be my wife. Love at first sight, you know. And so he ran over to the train and helped her off the train, you know, and helped her in the buggy and just left his friend to with her friend, you know, and they went on home. Of course, he kind of kept his distance for a while. And you know how it was back then. You didn't say too much to anybody or anything. But when it began to be very obvious, you know, that that he was eyeing my mother, and that my grandfather decided it wasn't a good idea for her to stay there. So there was another man in the community that had a spare room, and they moved her over to his house to live the rest of the time. So she taught 1 year at Canaan, and then they got married. And then she's been here ever since, of course. No.
Did she teach after?
No, she didn't teach after they married. And
now the kids from Bernice, do they go to Spiritsville High School?
No, they have a high school in Bernice. They have the same setup we do. They have 8th through the 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And then they have 1st and 2nd grade at Bernice, just like we do.
So your mother never went to...
Oh yes, they had a high school in Bernice at the time. Mm-hmm. She was a girl, yes. Uh-huh.
Is that the biggest Spiritsville?
At that time, Bernice probably is about the size of Spiritsville now. And she lived in the country though, about 2 miles from town. She didn't live right in town. Uh-huh. And she walked 2 miles back and forth to school. And she has laughed about, she was real pigeon-toed. And she would walk in the buggy tracks every day, and she straightened her feet by walking in the tracks that the buggies had made in the dirt, you know, and placing one foot right before the other in those cracks. Well, she was able to straighten, and her feet are, you know, real straight now. That's how she did it. She was valedictorian of her class. She still is a very smart person.
What was her maiden name?
McCullough. That's M-C. Capital C-U-L-L-E-R.
And what about your father's education? Did he finish high school or?
8th grade.
Just a Catholic school?
He had to go to Bernice. He had to board in Bernice to go to in the 8th grade. So for 1 year, he went in the 8th grade in Bernice. But it's an odd thing. He never met my mother he never knew her for some reason or another. Well, she was still in elementary school. That's why he didn't meet her.
What sort of work did your father do?
Farming.